It will be similar to hopefully what you did the first time, which is covering plants, bringing in tender material, watering before it gets cold to ensure your plants are well watered. And that's some of the things you need to be looking at.
What kinds of damage can be done from constant freezing and refreezing of plant life?
Well, most of our, hopefully you're planting hardy plants that are adapted for our areas. Some of us do like to push the envelope a bit and have something maybe that's from Houston. So you need to know your plants and know what their point is that they're going to suffer damage. If the plant gets enough damage where the growing point is killed, then you're probably going to lose that plant material. Sometimes it can be leaf burn or just leaf removal. The plant doesn't look good, but it'll recover.
Keith, the other day I had a friend of mine who lives out of town, but their temperatures were going to get to freezing too. And I knew that he had a whole bunch of potted plants on his patio. And I said, hey, you better protect them or bring them indoors. But some of them were so heavy. And then he had already so many inside. He was like, I don't know what to do. How do I protect it? What are some ways that you can give some shortcuts on how to protect our plants? Do we need to get Saran? I saw stuff online, like funny stuff. Like, do we get Saran wrap or any kind of plastic wrap to protect those pots? What is your method?
Definitely not plastic, because that doesn't breathe, and so you're creating an environment that the plants, moisture's building up. There's no air movement. That's not what you're trying to do. Remember, when we're getting to temperatures like this, we're trying to give a buffer between the colder temperatures. The plants should be able to tolerate to the low 20s, most of them, let's say, for our area. Once we start talking 18, something like that, we're starting to get into an area where you're going to see some damage. It could be aesthetic, but it's still damage. So you want to use, ideally, a frost cloth, which is manufactured to insulate plants, let it breathe, let some light transmission in. That's the ideal thing. Now, I know no one's doing this, but in case you haven't prepared yet, then the sheets, light blankets, those things like that you might have around the home, you can certainly use those, even towels, anything. But make sure that if the plant is not strong structurally, that you're putting a stick or some kind of bracing under there. These temperatures, I think we're probably going to be okay, at least the latest forecast I saw. So I would cover the top. I mentioned watering. Watering helps insulate the soil and the plant roots. Saturate wet soil is warmer than dry soil, because dry soil, the air molecules will get in there. That's cold air. You don't want that. So well-watered, not saturated, not flooding. But you need, so that actually could be the finger method of, just stick your finger in the soil and see if it needs some water.